November 7th, 2026.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Trump told embassy staff to evacuate different Middle Eastern countries. This time they're telling all Americans, get out of Israel and other surrounding areas. I don't think this is a negotiating tactic at this point. I mean, Iran might come running to the table. I don't think they are. I think there's a very good chance the bombardment will start Saturday night here, Sunday morning in the dark over there. If I had to be a predicting man, which I am, I'd give it about a 90% probability that the United States, with this giant arrayed strike force, one of the biggest ever assembled, upwards of 60% of our deployable aircraft and missiles, two aircraft carriers, you name it. The Iranians have got a bunch of Chinese anti-ship missiles that are hypersonic. One of the aircraft carriers is over there in the Arabian Sea by Iran and is in the sights. The Gerald R. Ford is the largest aircraft carrier, has just arrived today off the coast of Israel in the Mediterranean. That's for missile defense. So if you look at the footage we've got of the Tel Aviv airport and other airports, they're just full of military refueling aircraft. So I think we're about to hit Iran. And as you know, I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but I agree with Eric Prince, who is not a dove, that this is not good. Now, just last year, 8-9 months ago, it was, we got their nuclear facilities. It's a one and done. And I said, you watch, this is just an intelligence gathering operation for a bigger strike in 6 months or a year. I mean, we just call it, folks. I study the military. I have incredible sources. And, of course, even they don't know exactly when it's coming. But my sources in Congress, my sources in the White House, and Benny Johnson has got them up out the ass. And I was just on his show. He's joining us next hour. He said, I mean, they've been told, yeah, we're going in. Now, Trump tells them that he did that like 7-8 times in the month before we did go into Venezuela. And a lot of that is so the other side just gets lackadaisical. And, you know, when the real attack comes, they don't know. And you also get intel, having the aircraft in the air, having the troops in the air, and the enemy sees that. And then I've talked to some of the troops, some of the people involved. You know, they didn't give me any classified information, but they said, no, we were told we were going in each time. And then Trump, last minute, calls them back. And that's not Trump being skittish. That's a really good military tactic. Whether you support this or not, that's what you want to do. Before we invented Panama, they had more than 20 times that they launched the attack and pulled back. They would even fly in special forces helicopters and things at low level and, you know, throw out flashbangs and things over and over again to just get the Panamanians, where at first they're all on edge, you know, they're all on the balls of their feet, and finally it's like, oh, it's just another, and then when the real thing hits you, you don't know. But I, looking at this, smelling it, and watching the negotiations, I don't think this is a feint. And unless the Iranians come to the table in the next 24 hours, I'd say it about, that'll be probably about like 6 o'clock here, p.m., and that'll be like 2 a.m. over there. I think that's when the attack will start. Saturday night here, Sunday morning over there. Or they might hit them. They might hit them Monday morning too, in the dark. But I really think the decision has been made unless Iran comes to the table. And so that's where we are. We'll look at the aftermath or what different scenarios that run from bad to worse out of this. So Israel is really manipulating America, and that's not a good thing. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds, that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or, you choose, absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Stuff. And really the big story is this is the end of the globalists. I mean, they've already been done for a long time, but now they're in absolute being routed. The Clintons, Hillary lied her ass off because they let reporters in the room, but no transcripts were released yet. But she's like, we don't even know him. We have no connections. They just set up our foundation, her and Ghislaine, and we're on plane with them hundreds of times, and Bill's at the island, you know, and you've got victims saying he's there screwing everybody. This is crazy. But the bigger issue is their entire globalist system is falling apart, and there are hundreds of resignations of the head of the WEF, you name it, arrest of the king's brother, the U.S. ambassador from England. It's going down. We got a big story about to break. This hasn't broke yet. Kelly McBreen's in there finishing it up. Listener sent us a tip about it. It's in the files. You thought there was 14.6 terabytes that Kyle Serafin broke? Thanks to his sources back in March of last year. And then you learned 2 weeks ago, indeed, that was it, 14.6. 100 terabytes was hacked out of the FBI, and the hacker stole it and then deleted it. Ha, yeah, right. Wonder who did that. Well, in fact, Kellen, I forgot to tell you this part. I'm sure it's probably in your article. We just talked about it briefly before the show. Let's put out Ghislaine Maxwell's sister for over a decade. It's run the entire FBI computer system, including national security and the Epstein file. Oh, yeah. Wonder who deleted 100 terabytes. By the way, one person in a lifetime couldn't go through 14.6 terabytes. Now, how the hell did the FBI have 100 terabytes? Because this was the Trilateral Commission, CIA, Mossad, MI6, Nexus, blackmail point. Gun running, drug running, human trafficking, sex slavery, you name it, they got it. Like you see in the old movies, because they really have salesmen that do this. When I was a kid in New York, first time I was in New York, like 6 years old, we go on a road trip up the East Coast, spent a few days in the Big Apple, and I'd seen it in a few movies, and there was a guy with a trench coat in the subway on the train, because you got to have a license to sell something on the train, and he pulls up in his trench coat, and there was cigarettes and bubble gum and Snickers bars and watches and just all this, it's all just hanging there. I was like, wow, I've seen that in movies. This is real? Yeah. Look, I'm a shop. That's Epstein. You want a missile? You want an anti-ship missile? You want a baby to kill? You want organs? You want to buy a politician? Look at this. And he had this whole network of people work for him. And you know, sure, I'm the person that's covered this most and broke the most about it, hands down. I'm not bragging. This is true. But I underestimated it. You know, the place I'm always wrong is underestimating. I knew he was on the Trilateral Commission, but I didn't do much research into it. Because I didn't imagine he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller, the founder and head of it. And then I went and looked, and that was public information. He's not lying to Steve Bannon in the interview that pieces of it came out a month ago. And then Ghislaine's sisters run the UN and the Davos Group computers and the FBI computers. I mean, all of them. And, of course, they're Israeli spies. Hell, look at Huckabee. He's the Israeli ambassador to the United States. And everybody knows my issue with Israel. I don't expose the communist Chinese and then hate the Chinese people. And I don't expose Israel up our ass and then hate the Jews in general. These are what these governments and powerful groups do. But it's wrong, and I oppose it. So the Nazis don't like me because I don't have a particular hard-on for Jews. I don't blame them for stuff they don't do. I don't go out of my way to find stuff or make it up. And that's why I'm hated by the Nazis and by the major Jewish lobbies that are all buying major lawsuits and everything else. Because, you see, I'm a Christ-like person, not in many ways, but in the way of judging everybody individually, like Martin Luther King said. But nobody has exposed Israel's crimes like I have. Or the Chinese crimes. Or the CIA's crimes. I just, hey, CIA's doing something bad, I cover it. Israel's doing something bad, I cover it. Chi-Com's doing something bad, I cover it. UK doing something bad, EU doing something bad, I just break it down, baby. And the truth is, Israel doesn't have a monopoly on corruption and evil. But boy, are they good at it. And boy, are they energetic. Like flies on you know what. But then you got to understand the different power factions, too. Because Netanyahu goes, we're not running Epstein. That's Ehud Barak. Don't blame us. That's him and that group, which is the Rothschilds that hate Netanyahu. Netanyahu is trying to get us in World War III right now. The bad stuff he does, obvious stand down, October 7th, we cover it. But then I get up here and say, no, these are the two power blocks. You got the Likudnik group, and you got the Rothschild group that doesn't like them. They're in a civil war openly with the Supreme Court and Netanyahu. And when Netanyahu says, no, I'm not involved with Epstein, it's, from what I've seen, true. People are like, oh, you're covering up for Netanyahu. No, I'm not lying. It's like, yeah, Netanyahu robbed these 20 banks, but you're accusing him of knocking off this liquor store. He didn't do that. You see, I just tell the truth. It isn't a defense of Netanyahu. People need to get this straight. When you go with lies about people, just because you've decided they're the bad guy, you discredit yourself. When I make mistakes, which I do sometimes, I come up here and tell you and make a huge thing out of it, not just some little correction. I make a mistake, you get an hour breakdown on it. I harp on it because I want you to know why I made a mistake because we can learn from that mistake because I'm pretty smart and pretty dialed in. And when I make a mistake, we can learn from it. I'm done talking about that. The point is that we are on the cusp of a major attack on Iran. It's not a bluff by Trump if Iran comes to the table, but they come to the table and then don't agree. They come to the table and then don't agree. I think they've got one more chance, and I would guess they've got until tomorrow afternoon, let's say Eastern time. I'd say they've got till about 5 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, if I war game all this. A couple weeks, I'll have like 5 or 6 AT&T notices in my email. You're now under new investigation, national security, blah, blah, blah. They're all going to be asking, how does Jones know this? I can look at all this. It's like I could be blind and hear like a railroad station next to my house and hear, and you know when the trains are coming. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But we've kind of moved past, it's probably not a good idea to hit Iran, to, okay, what are the ramifications? What is potentially about to happen? Or maybe the Iranians finally come and make a deal. And there's all of the debate. Well, do we have a right to do that to them? And Trump said, oh, we've blown up their bases and their nuclear centers, and so we're done. It's all put away. And I told everybody back at the time last year, I said, this is just the beginning, and within 6 months to a year, we'll be at full war with them. Because I study this. Oh, shut up, Jones. You were wrong and said this would be a disaster, and it worked out great, and it's all handled. Well, I didn't say it'd be a disaster. I said it was a roll of the dice, but I said it would definitely then lead to a larger confrontation down the road. Because I know the lobbies, and I know the doctrine, and I know what Israel says they want and what they're pressuring the living snot out of Trump to do. And what the plan has been for decades to take out all of Israel's enemies for a greater Israel project. But as Eric Prince said a month ago, looking at it, it's a probability that we'll get some horrible new Islamic group. They got some even worse than the Shiites in there. They're Shiite groups, but not the current Shiite group. The Council of 12 or whatever. Or the country can break a bunch of pieces. It's a failed state. So I get callers calling in yesterday saying, hey, we need to stand with the people. The Mullahs are dictators. They're unpopular. Let's do it for the people. But you know Israel doesn't want regime change for the people of Iran. And I guarantee, because Israel says this over and over again, no matter who's in power over there, they will install radical Islamists wherever they can. In fact, if Israel has its way, it will end up helping bad guys get in so they have a new enemy again. And an excuse to have all the weapons and keep doing all this. Just like they created Hamas. Just like they put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. I mean, this is not my first rodeo. And look, let's not just single out Israel. The British wrote the book on creating radical Islamic groups and turning them loose in the Middle East to take over and overthrow all those secular governments, even pro-Western governments, because it's more easy to manage a bunch of Stone Age lunatics. The British Empire has been putting radical Muslims in charge of countries for 8 years over there. Divide and conquer. It's official British policy. And then the U.S. takes over after World War II and does it and overthrows pro-America but Western-style governments because they wanted to be sovereign and successful, and they don't want that. Operation Ajax, 53 Iran. The list goes on and on. Israel helping create Hamas in the late 70s, early 80s. Netanyahu doubling their funding. It's the same story over and over again. So the U.S. picked up the British great game. Israel then picked it up, and that's what it is. How do you think the sun never set on the British Empire with a relatively small military? It was anthropology. It was sociology. It was sending in missionaries that were really British intelligence spies to study the tribes and groups, whether it was India, Pakistan, you name it, to then send intelligence reports back for relationships and then know how to come in, which economic, military aid, you name it, to divide and conquer. There's been thousands of books written on it. It's riveting stuff. I probably read about 30 on it. It's called The British Empires. Listen to me. Search it. Great game. Great game. You can read Zbigniew Brzezinski's book on it in modern parlance and modern examples in The Grand Chessboard. You can go read the war planners' own books, how they did this, how they did that, what their future plans are. People just ask, how do you know all this? A lot of people that go, he must be one of them. They tell me, yeah, they tell me about it because I can go buy their book at Barnes & Noble. Exactly. That's how I do it. And it's so frustrating. It's like, it's all right there. So this is a big deal. This is a massive deal. And we'll go back to it coming up. Benny Johnson is joining us to cover that and a whole bunch of other subjects in the next hour. He's at the center of the controversy with Congresswoman Boebert sending him a photo of Hillary in that position. Oh, God, Hillary ran out. How dare you show the queen? I was defaulted in the lawsuits against me. One of the reasons was we tried to depose her because it came out she was behind the lawsuits. And they're like, the queen, you don't subpoena the queen. You're defaulted. You took a photo of the queen. But let's go to this now because this is just an example. The Clintons say, oh, the Republicans are surveilling us with no evidence. Meanwhile, they've been surveilling myself, the Senate, the House, and now it's been brought out. Biden FBI secretly obtained Cash Patel and Susie Wiles' phone records during the campaign, but the New York Times says it's okay. So they're spying on their political opposition. Nixon got removed from office for doing a little bit of that. And then you got Kristi Noem revealing that they found a skiff of Stay Behind Network inside DHS spying on all of them, loading spyware on their phones. That's espionage, but for the Democrats. And they fired him. And Patrick McDavid's like, why didn't you arrest them? Yeah, exactly. Being fired's too good. They need to be put in prison. They'd be losing their freedom. I mean, so let's play her first, and then lawyer Jonathan Turley breaking down who was there at the Hillary deposition yesterday. Then it goes in a little bit of Hillary and her press conference, then we'll come back. Here it is.
Came into this office, it was, Elon and his team were extremely helpful to me. They helped me identify that some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people. And that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today.
What happened to the individual that was... had your phone that was being spied on? What happened to those individuals?
Fired. Brought in, polygraphed, fired. Yes, many of them out of that arm of the department that are in charge of security on laptops, phones.
You think that's enough?
We had to sweep my office on a regular basis to make sure that there's not listening devices in it. It was very prevalent. And I think that what happened at this department was individuals had gotten away with for years spying on people who were politically appointed and trying to stop an administration that was coming in and trying to fix this country and keep us safe.
Bring back in Jonathan Turley here. I want to go back to what the Republicans were saying. It kind of piqued my interest. I wonder if you picked up on it. They're interested in a line of questioning talking about Jeffrey Epstein's ties to the Global Clinton Foundation. What kind of questioning might that be, and what could they glean from that?
Right. This is an area which has a lot of questions that haven't been answered, and I don't think they got any answers yesterday. In fact, Hillary Clinton seemed to sort of throw Bill under the bus and said, go ask him. I was busy at the time. But the key here is that obviously Bill Clinton is not being accused of any crime here. What is sort of the modus operandi of the Clintons is to go into these depositions and to evade direct answers. But they're going to get specific questions about these emails in which Epstein is indicating that he was not only just a great contributor, but helped establish this initiative and helped them help the Clintons in their efforts. And that was reinforced with the appearance of figures like Maxwell at the wedding of their daughter. So there's going to be a lot of questions along those lines. What was fascinating about the Democratic members is that they objected that they believed that they might have been surveilled or spied upon by this administration. It's highly ironic because the Democrats have defended Jack Smith in recent disclosures that he actually seized the phone records of leading Republicans, including the Speaker of the House of Representatives, figures like Jim Jordan, who was investigating the Justice Department. That was actual surveillance. That was actual investigations targeting members of Congress. So I thought that was an ironic moment.
Professor, talk for a moment about what we know. What we know is that Chelsea Clinton got married in 2010, and a guy named Maxwell was there on the aisle. There's a picture of it from the wedding. What we think we know is that Bill Clinton was on the plane at least a dozen times, maybe two dozen. That hasn't been confirmed, but at least a dozen, I think, is safe. He says he never went to the island. There are flight logs that list his name as being one of the passengers who went to the island. But just because your name's listed there doesn't mean that you actually took the flight itself. And that question to Comer a moment ago about what specifically do you want to know from Bill Clinton, he talked about there's a lot of photos. In your research, and there are a lot of photos, the hot tub and the pool, do we know where all those photos were taken? Has that been revealed to us publicly?
No, this is all very murky as to the exact location of those photos. And, you know, it's also murky about the account involving the island. The Republicans are saying they believe that Clinton was on that plane a couple dozen times. They have records showing roughly 17 visits to the White House. That's hardly an arm's length relationship. But there have been a few witnesses that have said they recall Bill Clinton on the island. He denies that, but there's no direct proof along those lines. What the Republicans have is an extensive relationship involving flights, visits to the White House, contributions apparently to Clinton interests like the Global Initiative. That's a lot of contact points. And so Clinton's not going to be able to do what Hillary did and said, well, you know, I had a sort of loose relationship with Maxwell, but I had no interaction with Jeffrey Epstein. That's not going to work here. And so Clinton's going to have to explain that.
Jonathan, Hillary Clinton made this remark yesterday, and I'm wondering if Bill Clinton's going to use this. She said a lot of people didn't know what Jeffrey Epstein was doing at the time that they knew him. Can't he just come here today and just say, I didn't know?
Yeah, it's going to be hard because the relationship with Epstein was so regular. It's hard to believe that Clinton did not pick up his pattern of misconduct. Epstein never made a secret of that. If you went to his home, he had pictures of girls in very revealing circumstances. He really wore this on his sleeve. He was not embarrassed at all by it. And in fact, people seemed to be drawn to him with the same interests. So it's hard to believe that he had all these interactions with Epstein, but Epstein never indicated this interest. His plane was called the Lolita Express for a reason. And so I expect that he's going to deny that.
Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality shillings. You get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot and show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition in aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you gotta get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds and weighed 180 pounds. Squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Iron CMOS and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight. And it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShieldStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus. Classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his land was green and good, until the curse cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Benny Johnson, talk about a dialed-in journalist, talk show host, reporter. He's definitely White House insider. He's got huge news on the upcoming Iran war. Can it be stopped? I think this next 48 hours it's going to start. Unless Iran comes to the table. Benny Johnson coming up in just about 25 minutes. You do not want to miss that here today. Also, Bill Clinton just put out his opening statement to Congress. Again, it's closed door, but they're allowing reporters in. And we have a written statement by Bill Clinton. And it's exactly what you would expect.
I did not have sex with that woman. I don't know even who she is. This is ridiculous, okay? I don't even know what cocaine is. I have no idea what you're talking about. Never been to that island. I don't know that guy. That's crazy. Yeah.
Bill Clinton just dropped his opening statement to Congress on Epstein.
I saw nothing and I did nothing wrong. These are quotes. I had no idea the crimes Epstein was committing. By the time he was 2008 guilty plea came to light, I had long stopped associating with him.
It's not true. They set up the Clinton Foundation. I mean, right after that, she was at the wedding. Ghislaine Maxwell.
I'm not bound by my oath to speculate or guess 24 years later. Defense Hillary, quote, she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, never visited any of his properties like I did his island. Oh, God. Oh, boy. Did not nurse. He didn't say that. He did say she had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, never visited any of his properties. His swearing under oath that he knew Zillick and cut ties early. Now, that's a shocker. So here's the full statement. You mean to read this in Clinton's voice?
President Clinton's opening statement to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Good morning. Welcome to Chappaquiddo.
Yeah, they went to him, just like with Les Wexner.
I'm here today for two reasons. The first is I love my country, and America was built upon the idea that no person is above the law, even presidents, especially presidents.
Yeah, their whole new spin is they want Trump now to be before the committee.
Democracy requires every person to play their part, and I hope that by being here today, we can bring ourselves a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree with one another civilly while my surrogates viciously attack and burn down the country and we try to cut your son's penises off. Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this. Democracy requires we put fentanyl on the streets and fluoride in your water. Yeah, David Rockefeller, I love you.
Sorry. Actually, back to what he said. Democracy requires every... Sorry, back to his voice.
Democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope that shipping drugs into mean Arkansas and killing all those kids was a good thing. I'm going to love Satan. Oh, hell, Satan. Sorry.
I'm going to stop now. I'm going to actually read what he said.
Democracy requires every person to play their part. And I hope by being here today, we can bring ourselves a little further away from the brink and back to being a country where we can disagree with one another civilly, where the search for truth and justice outweighs the partisan urge to score points and create a spectacle. I'll do my part, and I hope you'll do yours. Oh, yeah. Well, my surrogates burn everything down and literally say white people are evil and America must die. And our emails and WikiLeaks say we were going to create a race war. Oh, we love you. Oh, we're liberal. Oh, God. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women's who... lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice but healing.
Oh, you mean to try to get right in there? Okay. this isn't really funny, but I'm...
Epstein ended years before.
Here we go.
The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women that I was unable to rape, and I'm sorry they were able to escape, but the children I ate were delicious.
Sorry, he didn't say that. He didn't say this.
The second reason I'm here is for the cocaine. I know you guys got a lot of it. I heard Hunter might be here later.
Sorry. This is actually him. Stop it, Jones.
Got a little cocaine booger up there. Mmm, tasty one right there. Mmm, good for you. I love David Rockefeller. I love Bill Gates. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy boy. Oh, this is better than a Big Mac. Let me get back to this work I'm doing here real quick. The second reason I'm here is that the girls and women whose lives Jeffrey Epstein destroyed deserve not only justice but healing. They've been waiting for too long for both. Though my brief acquaintance with Epstein in thousands of meetings, sorry, through my brief acquaintance where I met him once and shook his hand at a train station, I'm sorry, through my brief acquaintance with the Epsteins ended years before its crimes came to light. And though the Democratic Party fought to cover him up so well, we failed.
No, sorry.
And though I never witnessed during our limited interactions at the secret island or the hundreds of meetings and all over the plains and flying around the world with other known pedophiles with him.
Sorry. See, I'm just adding the truth here. Back to the real thing.
Through my brief acquaintance with Epstein ended years before his crimes came to light, and though I never witnessed during our limited interactions an indication of what was truly going on, I am here to offer what little I know so that it might prevent anything like this from ever happening before. Sure. But before we start, I need a little more cocaine. But before we start, I have to get personal. See, the psycho's telling you, I'm personal, I'm a real person. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. That's right, Hillary never did nothing wrong. I came, I saw, he died. But before we start, I have to get personal with my beard, Hillary. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. Sure, she goes to witches' conferences and guzzles adrenochrome, but that's all right. Sorry. But before we start, I have to get personal. You made Hillary come in. She had nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. Nothing. I did not have sex with that woman either. Or give missile secrets to China, though I did. All right, I'm stopping now. The real statement's up there. But most of this is real. I'm just making jokes about each piece of it. Or just really filling in the truth. She had nothing to do with Epstein. Nothing. She has no memory or even meeting him. She neither traveled with him nor visited any of his properties. Whether you subpoenaed 10 people or 10,000, including her, was simply not right. Oh, my goodness. Including her was not right. Yeah, you guys never had sex. Webster Hubble had your horse-faced daughter, Mr. Ed 2.0. It's not a beard that he's gay. It's a beard that it's a political marriage. We began this hearing with me raising my hand and taking an oath to tell the truth, but everyone has responsibility to be honest with those they represent. I represent Satan, so I'm going to lie to you. Whether you raise your right hand or not, each and every one of us owes nothing less than truth and accuracy to the American people, my sworn enemy, hell, Satan. And it just goes on from there. Here's the really good part. Now let me say what you're going to hear from me. First, I had no idea of the crimes Epstein was committing. No matter how many photos you show me, I have two things that at the end of the day matter more than your interrogation of those 20-year-old photos. I know what I saw, and more importantly, what I did see. I know what I did, and more importantly, what I didn't do. And I'm also a known certified congenital liar. I saw nothing. I did nothing wrong. This is unbelievable. Trubba bubba. But even with 2020 hindsight, as someone who grew up in a home with domestic abuse, oh, she's a victim, not only would I not have flown on his plane if I had any link or what he was doing, I would have turned him in myself and led the call for justice for the crimes. Not a sweetheart deal. But even with 2020 hindsight, I saw nothing that ever gave me pause. We are only here because he hid it from everyone so well for so long. And by the time it came to light with his 2008 guilty plea, I had long stopped associating with him. He's going to be caught in the lines. He sent thousands of emails about delivering sex slaves and to all the politicians and people. Yeah, no one knew anything. What did McCain's wife say? Oh, we all knew forever he was doing it. You often hear me say that I don't recall. That might be unsatisfying, but I am not going to say something if I'm not sure. This was a long time ago, and I am bound by my oath not to speculate or to guess. This is not merely for my benefit, but because it doesn't help you for me to play detective 24 years later. Since I'm under oath, I will not falsely state that I am looking forward to your questions, but I am ready to answer them to the best of my abilities, consistent with the facts as I know them, the legitimate, logical, and even the outlandish. With that, Mr. Chairman, fire away. And please, any of you have any cocaine or adrenochrome, thank you. So, there you go.
We didn't plan that. They just pulled up that head. Who used to do that? Conan O'Brien? Or they like put the thing on screen? You know, it's not funny. I shouldn't even be laughing about it. I'm just, these people are completely full of crap. At a level never before seen. All right. Benny Johnson's coming up. And we're loaded for bear today. I'm hosting all 4 hours. We got an Epstein survivor who they tried to claim wasn't one. And now all these emails are coming out confirming it. And she's got a bunch of the emails from him that they didn't release. And when we have her on in the 4th hour, we're going to be asking why they didn't release them. So look for that. I'll tell you more later. But let me tell you what else we've got. And again, I'm spending a lot of time on Epstein because it shows how the Trilateral Commission went in and basically took over the WEF, how they set up a private corporate world government to take over, how they're going to control us.
Look at that. Bill Clinton's a rapist, Infowars.com. Have the CIA sue him. Have the DOJ fund those lawsuits through our Bloomberg. Oh, Bloomberg, save me. Oh.
Yeah, well, you're going down the toilet bowl and we're winning more than ever. If you're already listening, what am I talking about? We had a contest. Was it $10,000 for anybody that told Bill Clinton he was a rapist in public to his face? I mean, you're trying to get the Clintons to kill you. We tried hard. Because here's how I work. My problem is I am fearless. I mean, I don't even think about how dangerous that is. But I'm lucky. They just decided to have the whole corporate media lie about me and attack me. By the way, if you're wondering why for over a month and a half I've had laryngitis, it's gone basically now, but why everybody in the office noses are running. We had like a jungle year of rain and everything's so lush here in Central Texas. It looks like we're in the Amazon or something, the Amazon Basin. But we have these things called juniper trees. They call them cedar trees. Some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But my buddy just sent me a video, I meant to give the crew, of a tree in his yard. And it goes in December and January usually. But this year, it continues on into February. And you shake the tree and all this pollen comes off. And it's the worst pollen because it's a crystal. So even if you're not allergic or an allergic person, it's a toxic chemical from the tree. What's that movie where the trees start killing everybody? And you shake the tree, and it's so windy here, and you just see white clouds of this. So I'm usually hiking all the time. I haven't hiked in like over a month, because that's when I got laryngitis. I'm out hiking, and all of a sudden I see a white cloud coming towards me, because the trees like release it. And it's like, we're all like, ah. Even people that don't normally have problems with it. It's in fact, I got the video right here. Let me send it to you guys. I forgot to send it to you. I want to show people, man, because... And it's not indigenous to Texas. The Germans and the Poles, they grow like 200 feet tall in Europe. And it's from Syria. It's a Syrian juniper. And it is torturing me. That's why I've got to keep pausing here so that I can, sneeze. Here it is. I'm going to send this to you guys. I forgot to send it to you. It's native on my phone. Grab this, and I want to show people this. This is the enemy. Oh, you guys found another shot of somebody else. Look at that. They're running into it with a bulldozer, and it just nerve gasses the guy. And I'm telling you, you'll be driving, you'll just see huge plumes of it everywhere. And I've got the recirculate on my car on, but you still got to get out of the car, and in high wind, that's it. I mean, so that's what's going on with me. And I'm an outdoorsman, so... But I'm telling you, it usually goes for 2 months. It's been going now for almost 3. And if I wasn't bound here because the crew's here, look at this. This is what you see driving around Austin. If I wasn't, because I like Central Texas, my family's here, I'm getting out of here because I can't handle this. I'm definitely in the future, in December and January, I'm going to be remoting from Hawaii or something because I'm not going to sit here and live through this. I know I'm bitching right now. It's just a side issue. But this is a video my buddy just sent me when we pull it up. of like yesterday or 2 days ago in his backyard. With your hand, you shake the tree, and it just all these crystals fall out. And you look at a Syrian mountain juniper allergen. You can type it into Google. It's like this horrible razor sharp crystal. It's a toxic chemical crystal, and the trees are just chemical gassing everyone. And, you know, normally you got to live some more years to get an allergy. But see, this transcends an allergen. It's actually a toxic chemical. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. My video doesn't matter. The crew was able to find videos of it. It's just you've got to experience it for yourself. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One must see it. One cannot be told about being hit in the face by this stuff. Your eyes burn. Your nose starts running like a faucet. I mean, I'm for genocide of mountain junipers. I'm serious. We need to have a bounty on them. They take three times more money than the oak trees. They kill all the other trees. Look at that. And I'm going to tell you, you could torture somebody with it. I mean, you let that hit you in the face. And again, like I said, you'll be walking along. Here comes a white cloud. It's like Casper the Ghost or something. Covers your car. I asked him, I said, why is that tree still alive? Kill it! You know, you've heard of racist. I don't hate people because of what color they are. And I don't hate dogs or cats. I love them. I don't hate whales. I love them. I don't hate even a rattlesnake. It's a cool animal. You know, it says leave me alone. I hate mountain junipers. I literally am racist against them. I am team humanity. But I hate a lot of things, actually. I hate people that drive slow in the fast lane because they're retarded. And I hate pedophile Satanists. And I hate scam artists that hurt poor people. And I hate bullies. And I hate Syrian mountain junipers. I wish God would send some blight to kill them all. Oh, my God. I literally, when I drive in the car, I look at them and I hate them. I hate them so much. They give you headaches, everything else. This tree is torturing me. I hate it. Let's just talk about the damn tree for a while. Doesn't matter. You cut one down, 10 more come right back up. I like to stick Chucky Schumer's office right under a giant juniper. See how he likes it. Talk about an invasive species. All right, side issue. I'm out of control. Let me tell you what's coming up with Benny Johnson. They're calling it the real Illuminati files. Somebody leaked, and they've confirmed it's real, the entire member and guest list from a year of the Bohemian Grove. And I am quite the expert on the Bohemian Grove. New Illuminati list just dropped. A leaked roster of 2,200 Bohemian Grove members. That's out of the Standard. That's not accurate. And I'm not an apologist for Bohemian Grove, but I am an expert on it. So I want to explain. They're like, oh my God, Clint Eastwood's on here. I'm the only person to ever tell you Clint Eastwood's in there. I saw Clint Eastwood when I was there in 2020. I'm a big fan of Clint Eastwood. And then he was a guest because we had a list of members then, and he was not a member. But yeah, inside the Bohemian Grove's alleged member list is an elite frat shadow roster. But Kid Rock talked about it to Joe Rogan. He got invited as a guest, and they want you to play a few songs for him in the little camps they've got. And what I'm telling you is 95% of it is just music and getting drunk. But it's a gateway into the occult. The people that run it are into the occult, and they do a few occult rituals there. And a lot of the members take it serious. Others, you don't understand it. But Kid Rock said it got weird. He told them half off. So, and a lot of policy gets set in there, and that's come out. So, and you see David Gergen famously flip out on me about it. So, yeah, I saw Danny Glover. I don't think Danny Glover's a Satanist. I saw Clint Eastwood. And I'm not usually a fanboy, but I've always been a fan of Clint Eastwood. And I was like, that's Clint Eastwood 15 feet away. But it was getting dark. They were all coming out of the area they were eating in, about to go to the Moloch, and I was like, get the mission, get the mission. I'm like, that's a senator, and so I was just keeping my head down, because other journalists have snuck in, and they always go over and start trying to interview people. And then they get arrested. I was smart enough to not go up and talk to people. So, yeah, it is a cult. But again, when you call them all devil worshipers, the average person that's gone there says, well, how dare you? I just went and played music or went and spoke. No, it's where they recruit people into it. And it is occultic. And we know because the German chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, wrote a book about it called Men in Power's Political Retrospective. And he said, oh, we have our own druidic rituals in Europe, but my favorite one is Bohemian Grove. And then he even talks about how it's a feeder group for politics, policy. Most people aren't druids like him that go, but he is a druid. By the way, Winston Churchill was a druid. So I'm just explaining. It's like, just as you go to a church doesn't mean you're a member, all right? But it is a big deal. We'll be getting to it. And it's everybody like, oh, my God, Clint Eastwood eats babies. No. So... I mean, Ronald Reagan went, take the Lord's name in vain, but I'm just quoting what he said. It's in the Nixon tapes. You want to hear it? Cue that up. All right. We're going to go to break. I need your support. We're changing the world together. Plus, these products are incredible. We have a buy one, get one free that ends midnight Monday, March 2nd. The strongest, highest quality creatine we have is a private label of the top brand. So good for your brain, not just your muscles. So good for your whole body. Got all these studies about it. Creatine shows potential boost cognition. Alzheimer's patients, HHS study, cognition, function, healthy individuals, boost the brain. Get our high quality creatine at a great price and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies or Shilajit, both super nutrient complexes, both incredible things they do for you. Take an hour to get into it. Free. Get high quality staple creatine at a great price and get a free bottle, big old bottle of our pineapple flavored Shilajit gummies. Stamina, libido, energy, total health. It's next level. Irish Sea Moss super nutrient complex. Incredible. TheAlexShowStore.com. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at TheAlexShowStore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label of the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.